KPIs for the G.
I think I'm going to hand over to Matthew for this.
Just like to mention a couple of things on the KPIs. First thing is that the 2019 valuation was submitted on 18th of July, which was 2 weeks before the deadline of the 31st of July.
And 4 months in advance of where we submitted it 3 years ago.
The real pleasing thing for me was the comments made by Hyman's that actually it looks like your data improvement plan has worked.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
We've had a couple of inquiries back from them and we've heard nothing since. Okay. So from my point of view, I would expect nothing to come back from them. I think they're quite happy with the data.
Conversations that we had with them yesterday when we were having a quick update on where we are with evaluation was that the data is very smooth.
Yeah.
And the results are
really, really pleased with the team.
Good.
Done so much.
The team have made amazing effort on
that. So that and I guess working with all the employers has been a good thing.
Which we are now learning from to take forward and bring into the...
I think that also leads into the annual benefit statements. We've issued 100% for all schemes, which is the first time we've probably done that, actually, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Which leads on to annual allowance, which we ran, again, before schedule on the 26th of July. So that we can incorporate that within the annual benefit statement.
Right, yeah.
So that's on the annual benefit statement. We've got the letters ready to go, so I've checked all the letters. So we've got, and what we're doing is we're doing letters to those that are close to breaching their annual allowance, and those that have actually breached the annual allowance, and they'll be going out at the end of this week. So
do you have many of those?
No. We've probably got 15.
Okay.
So we've got, I think we've got about, this year is the most we've had breached.
Okay.
So we've got about 8 that have breached.
Yeah.
But what we do is we like to notify people that they're close.
Yeah.
So, it could be that you might expect something, tax charge next year. On that basis, we do have, I think we have 2 people that have got a tax charge this year. I don't think there's anything else to add. Has anybody got any questions about the KPIs? What I just will actually just what I will just do, just to update you on the workflow, which actually has an impact on this. That we're there's a project that we're working on at the moment. We've now tested five of the topics here. We've got a little bit more work to do, which we've gone back to Hayward's to do because that incorporates the tasks that we set, the letters that go out with those tasks and everything else so that we can monitor them. And then we've now identified 4 more that we're going to take forward. So the project is now starting to build momentum and hopefully the next meeting we should actually see some actual results. I'm not going to be able to use the workflow until I've got all the tasks set up. So when I've got that, then it will be absolutely very easy for us to actually monitor. Because at the moment we manually monitor. We manually do the reports and then put them on the system and everything else. So I don't think there's anything else to add. The other thing I would actually just add, with all the communication going out on the annual benefit statements, I think, let's have a look at the figures, we actually had an increase of 131 requests for member self-service.
Oh right, so that's what...
We're currently looking at updating the member self-service stats monthly, so that's what we're planning to do, so hopefully for the next meeting we'll be able to give you monthly stats on member self-service. We will be doing some sessions on annual benefit statements, which I was hoping to get into the Vine tomorrow, which will be October, for drop-in sessions for people to come in and generically talk about the annual statement, what it means and how to understand it.
So that's for the council employees, is it?
For the moment, don't worry, we'll be for the employers as well, we'll be doing something.
I'm just thinking that would be really helpful.
No, that's fine. Which will incorporate member self-service as well. So a lot of our communication goes out and you'll probably see mentions member self-service as the first point of call. But we will be doing some face-to-face drop-in workshops for people.
We're also just in the process of launching a referred newsletter.
Yes.
Newsletter for referred members, which will form a couple of tick a couple of boxes in our communication strategy in terms of highlighting the member self-service, highlighting the website.
Yes.
and also tracking to make sure we've got the right contact details for our deferred members.
What we've done is we've looked on the records, we've looked at those that have got email addresses and those that we've only got addresses for, and obviously we're going to split them and send them out that way. There's going to be no personal information on it, it's just going to be generic, and hopefully it'll spark some interest on some of the deferred members actually coming, communicating with us, and actually logging on and giving us their updated information. So we've started our communication.
So having got our data accuracy in terms of membership data and scheme specific data, we're now looking at the existence of our members and the ability to trace them, particularly. I mean, we're fairly confident in terms of our active members that we know where they are because we're getting returns from employers and we've got our own payroll records. We're fairly confident we've got the contact details for our retired members because we're paying them a pension and they will come in contact with us if we don't get it. But for our deferred members, that's the bit where the danger is that we lose them. Because at the moment we haven't been in contact with them quite as frequently as we should do, so we're trying to build that up.
Actually, I can tell you, actually.
21.
No, it wasn't 21, was it?
I think so.
But it was 21 under 65.
There was,
I don't know. I might be wrong. But bear in mind, that would also include
there was
former.
Seven.
Seven, I beg your pardon.
Seven third. So seven other councillors under 65.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. They may not be active councillors. They may be from previous administrations.
Councillors can't be in the scheme, so...
So once they close the scheme,
I
thought they've got their pension straight away.
They don't have to have it.
They
take it.
So what would be the sense of the...
Well, you defer it, it rolls up with pension increase. So when they defer it, they'll still get a pension increase on it. They can't contribute to it.
I think that there's probably another part of our...
You can defer it up to 75. Have to take it before superintendent. Well, for Reggie, it doesn't really make any difference because you've taken it, because you wouldn't have had any reductions on it, and you would have still got the pensions increase. You would. You do. Yeah, you get the increases.
I don't see the sense in not
taking it or deferring it.
Oh, what's the sense in deferring it?
Somebody has asked to have it deferred because they don't want to take the income. I don't see a sense in it.
I can't see which seven councils under 65.
But it may be members from a previous administration who are no longer active.
Yes, they're even less likely to
be. Oh, I don't know.
Previously, I asked about figures on member self-service.
Opening it.
If
we can see.
How many individuals are accessing it rather than how many kids. And you're reporting.
Well, have a look. I didn't think we could do that, but what we're doing at the moment, we're actually upgrading to the new member self-service within the Hayward system. And I'm yet to find out what actually that I can report on. So yes,
it's really important to see how many individuals are accessing rather than how many kids, because I've sat next to somebody weeks ago last, and they probably went in about 20 times, and that was just one person.
We'll see if we can actually register it. We're confined to Haywards and how they configure it, how they report from it. So,
I'd be surprised if you couldn't commission a report to do that. I mean, the data behind the scenes, the software should be.
Let's have a look and see
what we can do.
We do report on the number of people who have registered and the people that have logged in.
Yeah, but I can't tell you the amount of people who have gone in. So an individual person who's gone in. I can tell you how many hits we have, but I can tell you also how many have registered. So the likelihood if we have people registered that they'll probably go in.
Well,
so
it'd be interesting to see how many have registered first compared to the scheme, but it would be really...
If I can report on it, I'll do that for you. It's currently it's another project that's on the go, and I've just restarted it again. So once I've implemented it, because there'll be a lot of comms around it as well, then we'll have a look at the reporting side of it as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I think we're moving then on.